It is 12 minutes after 7 a.m. Happy Thursday morning. And I know my guest schedule is a little off this month. There's been a lot going on. And so today we have Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner with us this morning. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
I think I've been good with my niceties like all week. I'm so proud of myself. I always forget. The guests always get here early, so we always have time to kind of preempt, you know, what we our topics. We have absolutely everything is always off the cuff, but we at least have a little of idea what the subject is going to be a lot of times. So I've already done my niceties, and I always forget I need to do them on air. So here we are.
And here I am, and it's cold, but it's not raining right this moment.
Which is good.
And it's not snowing yet, so
I call that a win.
We need to, next year, we'll need to mark the Thursdays I come out, and if it's precipitating or not. Because I seem to bring the rain normally. So at least, but I'm not today.
It'll be a nice fall day today.
Yeah, yep, it's kind of been gloomy. Might have some rain, but it could be worse. It could be a constant rain. Like Sunday, wasn't Sunday pretty much all?
I don't know.
I think Sunday was the all-day rain. You know, and that's the thing with this time of year, you transition to the gloominess.
I don't know. I love these fall colors. I'm down.
Yeah, but it's a lot nicer whenever there's sun versus a cloudy, gloomy day.
This is true.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's probably not a lot of people that were outside of their vehicle looking at the fall colors yesterday being as gloomy.
It was the wind. If there wouldn't have been the wind, it would have been right. Yeah, and it got my house down to like 58. I turned the space heater on because I refused to turn the furnace on this early. It is too early. And so I got it up to 62, so I was good. So that's where it stays all winter.
All righty. Well, be chilly in your house.
Yeah.
I think my house.
That's probably why people don't visit me.
I think my house is chilly, but I think that might be an insulation thing. So, you know, when you can feel a breeze, you're like, wow, pretty nice. So, I'd rather feel the breeze on an ocean than in my living room, but, you know, it is what it is.
But, you know, we're talking about fall, and with fall brings Halloween, and we'll just step into this one first because it's the big next big thing in town.
Yeah, it's, Saturday is the village-wide trick or treat.
We're going in different directions, but
which one are you looking
at? I'm looking at Friday, or no, next Friday.
Yeah, so mine comes first. I win. This Saturday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. is the village-wide trick-or-treat, which is right before the Boo and the Bird for the evening. The kids get to come out, and they go around, and they do the trick-or-treat. I don't know, you know, if neighborhoods are still doing individual trick-or-treats or not. I've not been notified of any, so obviously I need to speak up, or am I not?
Not getting out.
You're going out on the air, but not on my recording.
Okay. You're messing with things all kind of, trying to speak clearly and loud enough. The kids will be out trick-or-treating. You know, so obviously Saturday afternoon, traffic in town is what it is. It's a busy day. A lot of people coming through town. You'll see a lot of little kids being escorted to their parents, you know, going around town and hitting the trick-or-treats, getting filled up with the sugar, and they get to get their sugar buzz on during the day, and then the adults get to do their thing at night, and hopefully we have a good weekend and no issues. Never had any issues in the past, so
no,
and don't expect anything.
This trick-or-treat is village-wide. It's not per neighborhood.
Right.
It's across the whole village of Millersburg.
Yeah.
Yep. You finally got them all reined in.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice. You know, we get the officers, extra officers out when we patrol around in the areas. Have some stationed to where we can help assist some of the crossings areas that don't have the traffic lights. And do what we can to make sure that the kids have a good time.
I asked my neighbor, I texted her yesterday. I'm like, hey, do trick-or-treaters come to where I'm at? Because I'm at the edge of my town. She's like, no, they don't come down here. I wish they would. I'm like, okay, I guess I ain't got to buy candy then. Because I have in the 7 years I've lived there, I have never been home for a trick-or-treat. I've always done stuff with other entities. And yeah. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. But so.
Yep. And I don't have enough neighbors to have a trick or treat, and none of us have little kids anymore. So
now, will the department, like, will they have like bags and hand out stuff as they're out and about too?
West Holmes is doing
Fright Night.
Trunk or treat, Fright Night thing out at the
Monday
out at the high school, and we'll have officers out there, and that's where we'll hand out the candy. And then on the 31st, the Friday, which is what you were talking about, when the kids come downtown, the village puts out candy. But I usually don't, like, if we're out patrolling or the guys, you know, helping cross the streets, we got other things going on. I personally would rather just
You're focused on safety.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, I don't want the kids running up to the cruisers while we're driving. You know, and that's what we're doing. We're out trying to make sure that everything's going okay and there's no issues. So we go out to the high school. I did that, I think, last year. I don't know if last year was the first year for
it. I think
it.
So.
And it was a good time.
I think they said they had, as of Monday, they had 41 tables for the kids. So they're going to have a good time.
Yeah, it's, you know, they come around and they're like, I see you at my school. And I'm like, yep, you do. And and, you know, and then a few days later, they come downtown and, you know, make their rounds, and we help them cross the streets and get them through town as quick as we can. And I'm usually at Matt Anthony Street helping them cross because there's no light there. And, you know, some of the kids want to stand and talk to me, and I'm like, you guys got to get out of
the street. Cross the street.
Yeah, get out of the street. Friday afternoon traffic's not a time to be standing in the street talking to the officers. So
even as an adult, that's not a time to be near the street.
So, you know, it's neat. You get to see them all coming around. And obviously they enjoy getting their sugar. So, it's a good time for them.
Of course they want sugar. I mean, the Holmes Fire one already said if anybody's concerned about the safety of their Reese cups, that they are a safe zone.
Chief Rafferty to take care of them. Yeah.
So
I usually end up with a couple pieces when the kids are downtown. You know, there's always a couple that might hand me off. I don't know if they're giving me the candy they don't want or, you know, I don't know.
Well, so, as a parent, you know, you have the candy tax.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
yeah, but I usually don't. Maybe some of the kids that I'm really, really familiar with, you know, like some of my friends' kids, I might dip
candy
my
tax them.
Yeah, I might dip my hand into their trick or treat pumpkin.
You're just teaching them about real life.
Yeah, if they know me outside of work, they probably are not very surprised that I'm going to take their candy. So, and I don't do it in a vicious way. So, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's. We used to have candy trades. Like, we'd all set all our candy out and this stuff. We'd try to, like, trade for the better stuff because we all have our favorites.
Yeah, we would play candy poker or candy 21 just to burn off what we – that you get rid of what you don't want and hope that somebody's getting rid of something that you like. So
I am a 40-year-old adult who still cannot play poker.
Well, I never said I was very good. I fold a lot. take my bag candy. But yeah, it's got to find different ways to do. You know, I can remember you getting hands full of candies.
We used to go to Funk, where I grew up.
Yeah.
And trick or treat around Funk, and we got tons of candy for all the Morehouses there are.
Yeah, you would use pillowcases, in some locations, and
Walmart grocery bags.
Yeah, I lived outside of town, and we would go in town, had friends in town, and I would latch onto them, and a lot of times there, I grew up in Worcester area, so a lot of times each elementary school would have designated, you know, trick or treat times right around the schools and then the neighborhoods. And yeah, you could score pretty big if you planned your evening right.
Yeah, we used to do Funk and Jeromesville as long as they didn't fall at the same time, because I was out in the country about a mile from Funk and the Funk Country Mall that it was back then. And so we'd hit them both and always had a pretty good stash. But yeah, I come from the generation of the plastic, like, apron style costume with the plastic slit eye mask.
Me too. And I can remember the College of Worcester used to do trick or treat. You go through the dorms, and that didn't last very long into the 80s.
Yeah, that was probably a really bad idea.
But I guess I'm old enough to remember back in the day.
Back in the day.
We would go. And I, at one point, I lived just like right outside the campus, college campus. So, you know, it was always a big thing. You would go up there and you get tons of candy up there too. You know, and like I said, mid-80s, that probably disappeared after I stopped running and getting trick-or-treating anyway. And you know, it's just one of those things. You go up there and didn't think about stuff.
And you know, you do need to check your candy when you get it home. Get rid of anything that's unwrapped.
I would not be...
I remember we used to get, people would make popcorn balls.
Right, and wrap them in saran wrap, and you get brownies, cookies.
I don't know that I would do that, take that these days.
You know, and that's not a bash on anybody, but it's a safety concern.
Allergies.
It's just something you don't know, right? Yeah, with allergies. You know, the safest thing is prepackaged candy, store-bought candy, I guess is what you would call it. You know, now if you were going to like a family member and they were going to give you your kids cookies, then probably ought not refuse those.
There are a few people that you know not to eat food that comes from their house.
Yeah. Yep. But you know, just the safety rules. And if the wrapper looks tampered with, you know, get rid of it. Don't let your kids have it. And obviously, you know, I know when my son was trick-or-treating, we would be like, okay, you can only have this much, and you kind of spread it out instead of...
My cousin does that with her kids, back in the day, and she gives me their Kit Kats.
instead of, you know, like back in the day, you'd sit down and you would eat your whole bag if you could.
We were not those kids. We were eat some, and like, I could make Halloween candy last till Christmas, and if I was real good about it, Easter. Like, just to make sure, like, oh yeah, no, we were... We were poor. We were very poor. So when you had that candy, you made that last.
Stash it till Christmas?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we didn't... Candy didn't stick around very long. I have a sister, but I have what I call a second family, and there was six brothers and sisters in that family, so... And me and two of my buddies, we were the youngest out of
you
that
group.
You
had to eat it all so they wouldn't get it.
We had to... It was eat it, and that way they couldn't stash. You come back, and you know, my buddy's room would be shaken up. You know, somebody searching his room looking for his candy, and it's like, come on, we earned that. We walked around the neighborhood.
See, I was the oldest, so I did not have that issue.
We were the youngest, and you didn't. Them's fighting words, stealing our candy. So yeah,
that's how you got tough.
It could be an interesting time. You had to be quick too, because. The one brother, he was like lightning. He'd see a candy bar on the table and it would be like a blink of an eye and the candy bar's gone and he's already eaten.
It's like magic.
Yeah, so we learned to be creative. We would stash our candy, but it never lasted very long.
And back when we were young, the big thing was our parents, well, mine wasn't, but a lot of parents were concerned about razor blades in your candy. And
yep.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was something...
I just saw a reel about it the other
going
day.
Going around, and then, you know, obviously, like I said, you don't know the people, don't trust the people, don't take a hand-baked or home-baked item. You know, that was the other thing, was putting stuff in the ingredients. And, you know, there's all kinds of urban legends, but there's some things that, you know, and you never know. As far as I know, we've never had any issues around here, but...
I've never known any local wise.
But it's kind of one of those things. I don't know. It might have been a ruse back in the day, so the parents the kids didn't eat all the candy. Who knows?
And now that I'm an adult, like I think about, like, kids are just like, oh, it's been in the bag with the others, so if it come unwrapped, it's fine. Because, you know, like sometimes Tootsie Rolls don't get fully wrapped or what if skis. And now I'm like, oh no, somebody could have touched that. Like, where's that been? Like, who was doing the inspections? Like, what? And like, so now I'm like, no, no, goodbye.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Like I said, if the wrapper's intact, you should be good.
Because I won't even lick envelope glue. It has to just be water, or I buy the ones with the peel sticks.
Self-seal. Because
I am not. No.
See, there's all kinds of.
See what happens when you become an adult.
Yeah. Yep. All the things that you were told when you were a kid come back and haunt you, and you then you're worried about.
I learned that as an adult, not a kid. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more discussion on Millersburg Halloween, whatever comes up. It's here on your hometown radio, 95.3 WKLM. 30 is 7 minutes on the dot. Ooh, I got one today. I like my on the dots, okay? So I am, on that note, I'm here with Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner, and we talked all about Halloween and all the things that go with fall and Halloween earlier with Boo and with the kids. And
I guess one of the things we didn't cover is kind of the safety aspect with the Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that you guys should be playing some of the Halloween safety.
That's next week.
Sorry. There'll be something coming next week.
Right. This week is school bus safety week.
Oh, okay.
Which is also very important.
Gotta be careful. Big yellow bus. Gotta be careful around those.
Yeah, State Patrol says they're having a lot of issues with people passing the buses when they got their lights on.
I've not received any complaints, because usually we'll get, you know, the bus driver can report it to the office. I try to get out and about early in the morning, because I'm out and early in the morning and being around. And then obviously in the afternoon, received any
in-town ones.
Yeah, any in-town ones. I've known the sheriff's office had a couple calls on things. But, you know, it's one of the, it's every year with school, you know, and I just think it's, you know, it's just one of those things. Everybody should know when school starts. You normally know the best bus route that's in your neighborhood. Or if you're, you know, are driving from point A to point B, you know, if you get, because you can tell, I can tell people's driving habits, time of day starting and things like that. Even on an occasional day off here or occasional day off there, people shift their driving. So people know when the buses are out. So to me, it should be a no-brainer. You're in a bus route, you drive the same route as the bus, you know normally if you're going to get stuck behind the bus or not. And just, you know, big yellow bus, bright red lights, stop.
And it's just like what we were getting into before I so rudely interrupted. I was making sure you knew when they were airing so you could listen.
Alrighty. Thank you.
But safe, you know, school bus safety, Halloween safety. It's all about the kids.
Right.
And keeping them safe.
Yeah, you know, the Halloween is a kid holiday. You know, that's their thing. They get to dress up, they get their candy, they get their sugar rush.
I will have my Halloween hat on.
I'm not saying that it's not for, but usually the adults are not the ones out trick-or-treating. You know, they have their programs in or their
booze costume, in the bergs.
Costume thing, you know, in the schools for the kids. You know, and then the adults get to do their thing. They have the boo in the berg, and I know there's other places that, you know, will do costume parties, things like that. But, you know, for the most part, the trick-or-treating, and the majority of the safety issues is more geared towards the kids.
They're eating candy. They're walking around in costumes. Yep. And they're feral.
all they want is the next house, candy. Next place where I'm getting some candy. You know,
especially kids, when you know the houses that have the good candy.
Right. Kids are pretty oblivious to a lot of things a lot of times. That's why it's so important for us to keep an eye out. And then when they're on a mission to go score more candy, it's even less.
Target focus.
Yeah, they got to get from point A to point B, and hopefully they do it safely. And that's, you know, part of everybody else's responsibility is making sure the kids are safe. Your kid or not, whether you have kids or not, you know, watch out for them. Doesn't matter if it's during the day, doesn't matter if it's Halloween season. You know, at any point in time, it's, you know, It's our responsibility as a community to keep the kids safe. So, you know, as you're driving, you pay attention, you know, going through a school zone, you slow down, watching for the kids, the crosswalks that have the flashing lights, stop and let those cross, the kids cross. You know, it's just, you have to pay attention. You have to be safe. And like I've said before, when you're driving, you have to be safe for yourself and for the other person. You know, you don't want to take the chance of driving by and a ball winging out into the road. Same thing on trick or treat nights, trick or treat days. Don't want to be just cruising along, you know, get caught up and checking out all the different costumes, and not see the kids crossing the street. So days like that, nights like that, there's definitely, you know, the times where kids are going to be darting into the street are probably more
prevalent.
Prevalent. Yep. Good word.
I know, right? I pulled that one out of the ether.
Than any other day. however, it's not something that you can say, oh, today's not trick or treat and I can just drive, you know, do my thing. You can do your thing, just do it safely and watch out for the other people, other drivers. You know, we go through stuff every time I'm in here. Bikes, buggies, walkers.
Deer.
Kids darting in and out of traffic. You know, it's just one of those things.
You got to pay attention. Yep. Keep the phone down and pay attention.
Absolutely. Get that phone out of your hand. And don't be having it on a stand watching a video or doing anything. Just drive. Get where you're wanting to go. Get there safely. Then you know, plug your phone in. Let it charge while you're driving. Then whenever you're getting to where you're getting, you should have a good battery. Or if you need to use it
for GPS or right. If you play your music off of it, set it before you leave.
Yeah. You know, normally everybody has a routine when they get in. You know, I know I do. And one of the things, the newer vehicles, they have the wireless connection.
I miss so that. You don't have My other to, car had that. This car
you,
does not.
You,
and
you
I
don't
miss
have
it.
To mess around plugging in. You know, you can use the hand controls on the steering wheel. You know, you can make calls, you can text, and you don't even have to touch your phone. Just have it, you know, where it's connected to your vehicle, and take care of that before you take off.
Exactly. When I drive our car, I put my sleep token on before I leave, and I am set.
Yeah, my personal vehicle, I have to plug the phone in. My cruiser that I have now is wireless, so you know, as soon as I get going, it's on its way.
Back in the old days, we had to put the cassette with the wire so that we could play our newfangled CD Walkmans in our car, so we could use our self-made CDs.
Yeah. Yep. Or you could be a little bit older and do the cassette thing.
Oh, I have a mini mixtape.
You can do the 8-tracks.
I do not have 8-tracks. You couldn't record 8-tracks, though, could you?
I don't remember. I remember 8-tracks, and I remember my mom and dad having them, and I remember playing them. But I don't know if you could make a recording.
We must have been too poor for 8-tracks. Like, my grandma had records, and right. So I knew about the records.
Yep.
And we had cassettes. Like, my first self set of music was a Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas cassette.
Yeah, and you would make recordings off of the radio.
Yes, I still have them.
And you can, you know, I can remember Sunday night, there was a couple of DJs that would do like the top 40 or have a Sunday night.
Casey Kasem?
Talk show, yep. And and we would record them, and then you could cut out what songs you didn't like. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things. It was something, and you would sit there and you would wait, so you didn't have, if you want to catch your song, you'd have to time it just perfect to hit
and
record.
And then that DJ would talk in the middle of the song and you'd get so mad.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, no!
So then you'd have to wait until it came back around. And yeah, it was so, but yeah, you know,
I am very careful about like how early I come into a song, if I come in early at all. Like sometimes I just let, and that might just be instilled in me from being angry when they ruin my recording.
Yeah, that could be. You know, if anybody out there knows if you can record, if you could have recorded on the 8-track, should like message the station and tell Melissa.
Melissa does not have 8-tracks, nor that.
Melissa always likes these, just so you know, or the quirky little information. So if somebody knows if you could record.
See, I still use mixed CDs. Like I have one that I keep in my CD player And I need to change it out because I don't listen to a lot of those songs anymore. But when I get mad at the radio or whatever, or if I need some sort of song, I have the CD with a whole different litany of things that I can just pop my button on the steering wheel, switch over my CD. Or if I'm in a place where radio does not come in.
Right.
Yep. Or if it's a station I don't like or a song I don't like. Michael says I'm a programmer's nightmare because I am so out there with everything I listen to. But I keep my mix CD in there. And that way I can be like, nope, there it is.
Yeah, just don't do that.
Weird.
And distract yourself from driving while you're...
That's what I have the steering wheel controls.
Oh, steering wheel control. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll let you slide.
But we it's all about safety. We did mention deer. Just because you're in town in Millersburg does not make you exempt from having a deer run out in front of you.
Yeah. Yep.
I've had deer run out in front of me in Millersburg.
Yeah. We don't get a lot of deer crashes in town.
Because you should be driving slow in town anyway.
Yeah, but sometimes and I've had them run out.
I see them a lot near Roadies,
yeah,
the senior center.
And the North End, kind of the Lakeview outskirts Drive. Of town. But I've even been going down Clay Street, and one came from like the south end of the park out and was going westbound. And I was like, well, that's kind of weird because...
Mark had one in front of the Victorian house. Mark from the Victorian house.
There's some...
Right there off that hill.
Yeah,
that,
they come off the hill. And there's some that will come out. Because our garage is down the street from the Victorian house. And for a while, we had a few hanging out eating the grass. I actually seen one during the summer when it was really scorching hot. Was kind of like hiding in the shade of the bushes and the trees right by the garage. So, yeah, they're everywhere. And this time of year, they're moving. Especially when we go from warm to cold, it kicks them up and starts moving them. And I'm sure if you drive the same way to work every day, you know where they pop up.
Yep.
A couple of the places that I normally see them, I've not seen them yet. But again, I've seen one or two in different spots and it's like, oh, okay.
They're adjusting their routes.
Yeah, now I'm going to have to watch here and pay attention here. So, But it's this time of year when it's rainy and dark, at least for me, the differential, the colors, especially when it is dark, the eyeballs glow, but the rest of the body kind of blends in with everything else.
I'm just glad corn's starting to come down so I can see them coming at me.
Yep, and that's why I like this time of year, but I also like when we get some snow, at least then there's a break in the colors. And on a rainy, windy day this time where there's still a bunch of leaves on the trees, some of the roads it's hard to see the edges because everything's all kind of blended in anyway, and then you add into the leaves, so you definitely have to pay attention to everything that's going on, whether it's daytime or not, because deer move, as a lot of people know, deer move during the day too, so you never know when there's going to be one darting out.
I saw one on the side of 30 coming back from Worcester the other day, like right before the 585 exit when you're heading south on 83. I had to think about my directions. I don't do directions well.
Get a compass.
We're going to take a quick break, then we got Hometown Sports, and we'll wrap up with Chief Shaner here on WKLM. We are going to do a quick wrap-up with Chief Shaner here as we get ready to head into the 8 o'clock hour. I swear the hours that I have guests always go the fastest.
Yeah.
It flies by when we're here.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely doesn't lag. It's like, wow, I didn't realize. I guess it's because I can gab.
Same problem.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Which is kind of funny because a lot of people are like, you don't ever say anything. And I'm like, yeah, well, I have my times.
Well, thanks for, being willing to come out here, talk safety, and, help share what's going on in Millersburg. And
thank you for the opportunity. Gives, like I've said, people a different look at me. Not really look because we're on the radio, but hear a different, hear a different side of me. We're out here and we're talking to safety and stuff, but it's a
a more personal blend of it.
Yeah, I throw in, like we were talking about,
anecdotes.
Trick-or-treating when we were kids. We were talking about cassette tapes. We throw a little bit in, you know, which obviously helps kill the time, break up the monotony of, because if you just simply came out here, or I simply came out here, and it was a safety speech every time I would come out.
Serious safety.
It would not be so fun. Hopefully people enjoy listening.
We try to make it entertaining so it sticks.
Yeah, it's something.
You're like, that chief was telling us about trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
But he also said to watch out.
Yeah, so... like you said, you know, next week the Halloween things come around.
We'll have Halloween safety tips next week. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And listen to that stuff. So, be safe, make sure your kids are safe, make sure, you know, other people around you are safe. And, you know, if you
need the department, call them.
Yeah. Call us. You know, if somebody needs assistance, get a hold of us, get a hold of, you know, the fire department, you know, and not just an immediate thing. If somebody's having some rough times, got to look out for each other.
Exactly. Well, thanks for stopping out.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you probably share Chris, maybe before share Christmas.
Well, yeah, I'll see you at council meetings, but
yeah, we'll see how things work out. Yeah. I know this time of the year, it always gets funny. All right. We are going to take a quick moment and we'll be back with hometown news.